Then, as Tiny Tim asks, where do the probabilities come from? Dissatisfaction with the artificial split between systems and observers in the Copenhagen interpretation has led many theorists to a rather different point of view, the many worlds or many histories interpretation of quantum mechanics, first presented in the Princeton PhD thesis of Hugh Everett. According to this view, a here-or-there measurement of our mythical particle consists of some sort of interaction between the particle and the measuring apparatus, such that the wave function of the combined system winds up with appreciable value for just two configurations. One value corresponds to the configuration in which the particle is here, and the dial of the apparatus points to here. The other corresponds to the possibility that the particle is there, and the dial on the apparatus points to there. This is still a definite wave function, produced in a completely deterministic way by the interaction of the particle with the measuring apparatus as governed by the rules of quantum mechanics. However, the two values of the wave function correspond to states of different energy, and because the measuring apparatus is macroscopic, this energy difference is very large, so that these two values oscillate at very different frequencies. Observing the position of the dial on the measuring apparatus is like tuning in at random to either one or the other of two radio stations, KHERE and WTHERE. As long as the broadcast frequencies are well separated, there is no interference, and you receive one station or the other, with probabilities proportional to their intensities. The absence of interference between the two values of the wave function means that, in effect, the world's history has been split into two separate histories, in one of which the particle is here, and in the other there. And each of these two histories will thenceforth unfold without interaction with the other. By applying the rules of quantum mechanics to the combined system of particle and measuring apparatus, one can actually prove that the probability of finding the particle here, with the dial on the apparatus pointing to here, is proportional to the square of the here value of the wave function of the particle just before it began to interact with the measuring apparatus, just as postulated in the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics. However, this argument does not really answer Tiny Tim's question. In calculating the probability of the combined system of particle and measuring apparatus being in any one configuration, we are implicitly dragging in an observer who reads the dial and finds that it reads here or there. Although in this analysis the measuring apparatus was treated quantum mechanically, the observer was treated classically. She finds that the dial definitely points either to here or there, in a manner that again cannot be predicted, except as to probabilities.